Throughout the Leadership Institute, we learned about using a systems approach and thinking outside of the box, as cliche as that may sound, to dealing with environmental-related problems. One of the problems that I decided to focus on had to do with breast cancer policies and environmental causation for breast cancer, and why research is often research activities are not often funded for environmental causes of breast cancer. So I decided to look on that. And also, as environmental health folks, we have a tendency of fighting fires and dealing with the issues at hand and not necessarily maybe thinking about the long-term issues and the long-term goals because we hardly have time. Every 3 minutes, a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer. Every 12 minutes, a woman dies from this disease. Breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among women, and approximately 40,000 women lose their lives to this disease annually. The incidence rates for breast cancer has tripled over the past two decades. The graph towards the left talks about the incidence of breast cancer, and you can see it's gone up in every different minority group, including Caucasian, African Americans, etc. The graph on the other side talks about the mortality and how breast cancer impacts the different racial breakup of women and how they die from this disease. And though more Caucasian women seem to be getting this disease, there's a tendency that minority women actually more frequently die from the disease. That may have to do with social justice and access to health care issues. In the United States, millions of dollars have been spent during the past four decades on breast cancer research. Research has identified three potential causes for breast cancer: genetics, lifestyle choices, and the environment. And as you can see from the graph, well over from the year 2000 to 2005, the funding for the National Cancer Institute's increased to almost half a billion dollars for research. The issue is that genetics and lifestyle choices contribute actually to less than 30% of breast cancer cases. The remaining 70% of all cases can be linked back to environmental carcinogens. Despite this fact, the current research funding policies continue to focus on genetics, lifestyle choices, new screening methods, and medical treatment. The graph there from the NCI budget research portfolio shows very little, less than 5% being spent on looking at environmental causation of breast cancer. So for the Leadership Institute, my problem statement was that research funding policies systematically exclude funding for research on the role of environmental carcinogens as a cause for breast cancer. And in order to determine how and why funds are being spent the way that they are and why certain causes seem to receive more funding than others, I decided to use a systems approach. So here's my behavior over time graph, and basically you can see that breast cancer incidence rates have increased, environmental carcinogens have increased because of our increased pollution, research into lifestyle policies and genetics research have kind of stabilized, and environmental carcinogens and their role, the research for that has not really increased in proportion to the increase in environmental carcinogens. For my project, lifestyle choices were defined as smoking, alcohol consumption, diet, exercise, reproductive behavior, cultural beliefs, and social status. Genetics was obviously defined as hereditary, and the link that heredity seems to have with breast cancer. The environmental carcinogens involve the environment, pollutants, hazards, experimental evidence that shows that there's a powerful correlation between the levels and the chemical body burden. Some of the environmental carcinogens include PVC, which is found in food packaging, plastics, etc., toys, credit cards. The other issues were DDT and PCBs, as well as cosmetics and makeup. So the model that I used for the systems approach involved shifting the burden. And basically the top half, the middle shows that there is a breast cancer epidemic. The top half talks about funding, treatment, and screening activities. And those are all short-term fixes. You know, basically by funding those, we end up curing the disease. But folks end up being survivors, and there are also increased cases. Because most of the funds are spent on those two ideas, not enough funding is available for prevention research through looking at environmental carcinogens and the role that they have on breast cancer. So the long-term fix would be looking into environmental causations and potentially preventing the spread of environmental carcinogens and actually leading to prevention of breast cancer. My project met the following national goals, three of the functions of the IOM report, three of the four health protection goals, six, from the National Strategy to Revitalize Environmental Public Health Services, the Healthy People 2010 goal of reducing the number of new cancer cases, and indirectly it supported the Environmental Health Competency Project. The methodology that I used had two phases. The first was evaluating the existing research funding policies for breast cancer to figure out, well, what's being funded. The assumption was there that it had to do with the fact that two of the three causes were receiving more funds. And then applying a systems approach to these policies to determine what is funded and why. And then the medium that I used to look at all of this were congressional hearings. And due to the time constraints, I looked and evaluated and coded one congressional hearing. So the results were the hearing that I coded was entitled Breast Cancer Research and Development, and it revealed the following information. 11 people testified in front of Congress, and this was an authorization hearing, which led to an appropriations hearing. And an authorization hearing is basically a policy hearing, and where people come to testify in front of Congress to let them know what needs funding and why. And then after that, there's an appropriation hearing, and Congress appropriates funds to certain issues. More than 50% of the people that testified were physicians. The focus of the hearing was to increase funding for research on genetics, screening, and treatment. And the word environment was only mentioned twice in the whole hearing. So the model that I actually used involved the advocacy coalition framework, and basically I'm still, one of the questions was, what are the fellows doing from the Leadership Institute? And I'm still in the process of working on this topic, and my goal is to code and submit the results for the 8 hearings that involved breast cancer. And I actually looked at it. The total of scope was 128 congressional hearings that involved breast cancer from 1990. And of those, 8 dealt with research issues. So I am continuing this. And this is the actual model that I'm using. And basically the box towards, I guess that's the right-hand side, which involves the policy statement. Policies are made based on these issues. There are policy brokers, different coalitions or different folks that have different beliefs go ahead and they have resources and they get policy brokers to kind of go in front of Congress, and then decisions are made, and then agencies and resources and general policy orientation is formed, and then you have policy outputs which give you policy input impacts, and then the model kind of rolls on. So the initial review and coding reemphasizes mental models of medical treatment and media and culture. The fact that if I had the disease, I would want to be receiving the treatment, et cetera. I don't know that I would care as much about prevention, but the real issue is that if we can go ahead and prevent it and maybe look past some of these mental models, we'd end up having less suffering. Blaming the individual instead of the social processes which produce the environmental carcinogens. So often breast cancer becomes the individual woman's burden or her family's burden. The lack of conversation about the role of environmental carcinogens. It was really depressing to see when I coded this one hearing that the word environment was only mentioned twice. And firefighting, which leads to damage control instead of prevention. That's what's been going on. That's, what we've been doing. So the conclusions and next steps, for me, the review raised more questions than answers. The review and, basically what I've been doing is reviewing and coding more hearings. I'm going to try to determine how to control for the mental models that are influencing the current policies, and I hope to be able to do that after I go through the 3,000 pages of hearings that I have, and then collect data to support policy recommendations for research funding about the role of environmental carcinogens and their impact on breast cancer incidence. That's it. Any questions? Yes. Yes, I did. Actually, basically, the bulk of my proposal involved looking at the different agencies, NIH, NCI, and the site that you're talking about, in terms of looking at what they're actually doing for breast cancer, environmental causation of breast cancer. So I did look at all those things. The issue for me, all that information is there, but I'm really curious to see how much of that is actually presented and how it's presented to the policymakers, to kind of see what impact it has and if we can increase the funding.